Coming up this week on the Braves Beach House Podcast, we recap our final two spring training games of the season.
And we've got a player sit down with Braves first baseman, Matt Olson.
And we'll wrap it up with the first ever edition of the Palmy Awards. All that and more ahead on the Braves Beach House Podcast.
Well, Harrison, I think the word bittersweet is probably most appropriate because we're glad spring training went well. It's also kind of sad that it's all over with, isn't it, bud?
It is. It sped by. This year felt faster than ever before, but we ended with two great games.
Yeah, highly attended games, competitive games.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. We even got one more Spencer Strider outing before the spring training season was all said and done here, so that was amazing.
Yep.
We had a world record attempt.
Yep, over something with a comma in it amount of beach balls that were dropped at Cool Today Park. Truly a spectacle in the middle of the sixth inning.
Yeah, it was almost like 3.5 minutes of beach ball bonanza. I mean, they were going all over the place. It seemed like it never ended.
Yeah, it was wild. And the fans did a great job keeping those balls in the air. And thanks to the Orioles for being cool about it, we didn't even get any interference penalties.
Yeah, that was very important that we did slightly go over the pitch clock. But, hey, it's all good and
in
fun.
In the name of beach ball tossing.
Now let's talk about our game against the Phillies. We had a very special musical guest in attendance that day.
The Tams, they're a special group. They even have a song in a Publix commercial.
Yeah.
And got two appearances out of them from the national anthem, which was great, had some nice harmony. And then they put on a two-hour performance at the Tiki Bar following the game.
Yeah, it was a great time. The Tams are always so active with the crowd. They were dancing on top of the tables. They had the love train going on. It was such a great time at the post-game concert.
Those worked out really well this year. We had a lot of energy both in the Tiki Bar and at the Plaza. We love some good music here in Braves Country.
We do, and we'll have more on the music later on in the show. We had a whole bunch of fun this season, and we'll be recapping that in a new fun segment. It's our Palmy Awards.
That's the Palmies!
Coming up a little bit later, but first, you had the chance to sit down with Matt Olson this week.
I did. A Parkview Panther, just an incredible guy and talented on and off the field, and a huge heart and a big bat. So we look forward to a great season with him. Hopefully this interview will be good luck for him.
All right, well, we'll take a look and a listen to that interview right after this.
Braves Beach House Podcast with another home run caliber guest. It feels like we're sitting in the Chop House in 2023, catching one of Matt Olson's franchise records setting 54 home run bombs. Matt, welcome to the podcast today. Thank you for being here. How's 2025 spring training going for you?
It's been good. It's always fun to get back out with the guys and, you know, get the season rolling again. getting some guys back healthy. Getting the squad to full strength and preparing for a good year.
Absolutely. Well, you've got the key and the secrets to some of that stamina. Are you aware that you've played 620 consecutive games in a row?
I know I got a little streak going. I like to prepare, but there is a ton of luck involved. You know, you can go out and get hit by a pitch or foul a ball off your leg at any point or, you know, take a weird step. I've always said it helps that I play a pretty easy position on the body. First base isn't too taxing, so it's something I strive to do is play 162 every year.
That's right. And making those clean scoops out there keeps you healthy too. We'd like to talk a little bit about 2023 because that's when we first got to meet you here at Cool Today Park. Your first at bat during spring training was a single, your second a dinger. Pretty cool, and obviously that was a franchise career-setting record year. And you came into the hearts of Braves country as well, not just statistically, but emotionally, replacing the likes of Braves legend Freddie Freeman. What was that process like?
It was a lot of new for me. I'd been with Oakland my whole career.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously familiar with the Braves and the franchise growing up in Atlanta and being a fan.
Parkview Panther.
Yep, Parkview Panther. But, you know, if I was to go anywhere, and be at a new team, it would be, you know, different. It'd be a transition. And I think adding on to it, you know, coming to a team that you grew up rooting for, and a team that, you know, just won the World Series, and obviously we know the player that Freddie is, to be able to come in and kind of have all those things added up on each other. It was a brand new experience, one that I wouldn't trade for anything. And, you know, going into year four now, it feels, you know, completely normal, completely like home. But, you know, I think when you spend almost 10 years with one team, going anywhere is going to be completely different. You know, just some add-on things too.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of, you know, your former team, they were the ones that drafted you in 2012 as a first-round pick. And we always like to know what that experience was like, and also, you know, what guidance and info could you give the younger generations and maybe the young ones that wanted to be in that position and come to their first spring training one day?
Yeah, you know, there's obviously a lot of hard work that goes into it. I didn't know if I was going to sign. My parents are big academic people. I was committed to go to Vanderbilt and play there, which is a good school. And my brother, older brother, went to Harvard for baseball, but obviously big school. My mom grew up a teacher, or was a teacher. So growing up, you know, it was always big for us. So. It was going to have to be, you know, a good circumstance for me to end up signing and kind of giving up that college experience and education. But, you know, when it came draft night and the A's took me, you know, decently high, kind of just sat down with my parents and said, this is an opportunity that not a lot of people get. I gotta go give it a shot. And, you know, if it doesn't work out, I'll figure out school afterwards.
Right. And you eventually made your way back to Nashville when you got to play for the Nashville Sounds.
I did.
Right next to the Vanderbilt Stadium.
Yeah, great city. Really cool city. You know, one of those, we in the A's minor leagues, we didn't have the best cities all the way coming up, but to get to Nashville made it all worth it.
Well, speaking of music and Music City a little bit, we always love your walk-up music. Wanted to just talk a little bit about music with you. You know, Freestyle Little Baby is your walk-up music now. We've been blasting between Cool Today Park. Yep. We always know you're up to bat when we hear that. What are you listening to, and what kind of gets you a regular for the regular season when you're listening?
So I'm mainly between country and rap.
There we go.
You know, I feel like they're kind of opposite sides, but I live between those two, really. You know, baseball stuff at the field is a little more rap. If I'm, you know, making a long road trip, I'm probably hitting some country. Had Mike Harris help me out with Freestyle.
There you go.
He kind of pushed me over the edge with that one. I'm still.
You gotta have a little hype.
Yeah, yeah. Something to, you know, you get 10, 15 seconds to get the juices going for an at-bat, so.
And then we've been known to say Braves country loves country.
Yeah.
So you got both sides of that. That's cool. If you could take one skill from another player on the team, what would that skill be?
I will take...
Kind of hard to choose.
No, I'll take Acuna's speed. You know, I want to feel what that's like one time.
Yeah. I would take Money Mike's Spider-Man wall climbing.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
If you could play another professional sport, what might it be?
Basketball. I grew up loving basketball. Ended up stopping playing during high school just because, you know, it wasn't going to go anywhere, and I had a chance to do something with baseball, but basketball.
I heard the golf game's getting a little better, though, playing some down here.
Yeah, golf game is very hit or miss. Depends on the day.
I know the feeling all too well. Well, we wanted to talk a little bit about your work with the Recliff community. Wanted to ask you how Reese was doing and ask you about your experience raising awareness for nonverbal autism. What's something people should know about it, and what can they contribute to learn more?
Reese is doing great. You know, Recliff community are doing, you know, outstanding work in Atlanta. They do such a good job. I always look at it as, you know, I just got a platform that can kind of put it out there. You know, get some people in the door, do what I can, hopefully raise a little money. You know, I think in general, surrounding autism, I think it can be off-putting to people who haven't been around it. Mm-hmm. You see people who are doing, you know, different movements, saying different things, you know, body things they can't control. And if you get in a setting and, you know, if you're out at dinner and you see somebody doing that, you know, if you're not around it, it can be a little uncomfortable. I get that. But, you know, however you feel, you know, I think you got to look at it as these are things that, they wish they had control of, but they don't.
Sure.
And B, they're just trying to, you know, fit in, go out to dinner, go to a game like all of us are. So, I think just a little understanding, don't be intimidated by anything that's going on. They have their battles and they know it. And, all they want is, you know, that acceptance from everybody.
Absolutely. And it's a great thing you're doing. And watching Reese with his letter pad and the video that's on YouTube, our fans can go and watch that. Matt Olson with the Recliff community. Keep up the great work on that. Just a couple more questions here for you today. You've played both sides of spring training. You did the Cactus League with your time during the A's. You're down here in the Grapefruit League with us at Cool Today Park in Florida. And the Braves are actually getting ready to go play the Cubs in the Cactus League here after our last spring training home game this Sunday. Wanted to know what that process is going to be like for the team. And also, since you've played in both leagues, are there similarities and differences in them?
There are some differences. The ball will fly a little more in Arizona, which is great for hitters.
Yeah.
I think here is a little more laid back. Everything's a little more spread out. So it's a little more baseball focus. In Arizona, it's everybody's within 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, just a little more, I guess you'd call it chaos going on.
Right.
You know, everybody's there. It's all in one spot. But it'll be a cool experience. I like that they did that. We're going to get a chance to get on West Coast time a little early.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, mix it up a little bit and, you know, make it a shorter flight. From Arizona to San Diego, so
for
I like that we're doing
day, it. 2025,
yeah.
Kind of a new form of interleague play there in spring training.
Yeah.
Isn't that neat? Well, we kind of have a current theme that I like to ask all of our guests. Matt, do you have a favorite ballpark concession item or a concession item here at Cool Today Park you've become fond of?
I haven't sampled too much here. Man, I'm trying to think. It's got to be Dippin' Dots, right?
Okay.
It's like either Dippin' Dots or the Minute Maid frozen lemonades. Is like that's what I grew up. That's what I wanted
something
to get.
Something cool and refreshing in the dog days.
Yeah, especially
of
when it's 100 degrees in Atlanta.
And you know, finally, we just wanted to know what your goals for 2025 were on and off the diamond.
You know, I think the goal is always going to be. I like to take it day by day. It's always about, you know, having a good day, winning that day, kind of stacking them on each other. I think we got a really good team here, and we got a chance to do something special. So I think we just keep our heads down, do what we can to be healthy, stay on the field, and see where it takes us.
Absolutely. And off the diamond as well, you became a new Pops this year.
Yes.
So congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun. Really cool experience, and it's into a new chapter.
That's right, and we'll have them in some Braves gear in no time, right?
Absolutely.
We have a little tradition here with the T-shirt cannon. We know you're a two-time Gold Glove winner.
Yeah.
I have a feeling you could catch the T-shirt cannon. Let's see it come your way, Mr. Olson. Boom, and there it is. That's a solid catch
Easy.
Right there. Thank you so much for making some time on the Braves Beach House podcast. You're always one of our favorites, not only to watch in the batter's box, but out in the field as well. So many blessings, continued success for the 2025 Atlanta Braves season. Matt Olson, everybody. Nice to be here tonight for the first annual Palmies.
Yes, on this very special occasion, we couldn't be more thrilled and honored to be your host for this very prestigious awards. And Patrick, I believe you have our first category.
We're looking forward to it this year. Very important topic. And we want to thank the Academy and all the fans for voting on these as well. Your best new concession item this year comes in one of the options, your first option, the souvenir beer bat. We like the souvenir beer bat, 26 ounces of mostly cold beer. We also had the skillet cookie. That's right, that skillet cookie comes in a sundae form with Hershey's topping and a little bit of whipped cream. That's right, we did have the slice pizza. It's making its debut here as well. And then we had the empanadas, which were great at Salsa Supreme. Harrison, do you have the winners of these prestigious awards?
I do, but I would just like to say how delicious all of these food items were. I mean, the empanadas completely revolutionary this year. You had blue corn shell, different yep. type of chicken al pastor in there. You got the beef empanada to complement it. I mean, I know you are in love with the skillet cookie, so lots of great options, but I do have it. Let's see, the unveiling for the best new concession item.
And ladies and gentlemen, the first annual Palmy for best new concession item goes to Slice Pizza. A little bit of an upset here in the early rounds, but Slice Pizza was very good. Hot, crisp, fresh, and delicious. Slice Pizza, congratulations on your victory.
Yes, I am dreaming of that garlicky crust. It's delicious. All right, for our next award category, it's our viral spring training moment. This exploded on the social verse, and we have some good ones for you here. First off is the bullpen raccoon. We had a nice furry friend visiting the Braves arm barn during a game, and it was rescued, thankfully, but it went viral all over Twitter. Next up, this was a fan favorite. It was our dancing security guard. He made two appearances and really had the moves. Next up, it's our annual tradition. It's our beach ball world record attempt, and this year it was madness. Beach balls everywhere. And finally, another newcomer, it was our Palmer party at the spring breakout game. Palmer and his mascot friends took Cool Today Park by storm. Patrick, any favorites there?
Perfectly recapped there. Rocky the raccoon was excellent, hilarious, and unexpected. The dancing security guard caught him by surprise. That Doja Cat got everybody moving. Beach ball world record. I mean, they were falling from every orifice of the stadium. And of course, the mascot party. Seven total mascots really representing Braves country.
All right, and let's see our viral spring training moment. The Palmy goes to the dancing security guard.
Big victory. Another not so much upset, but you can see where they're coming from.
Oh, yeah, it was a blast.
Great job. Congratulations, dancing security guard. You should expect your Braves Beach House podcast, Palmy and T-shirt, in the mail within 500 to 800 weeks.
Absolutely. Shipping's really, really slow these days.
Now we're looking at Rookie of the Year, Newcomer of the Year, certainly all in play and in some different ways as well. We'd like to talk about Atlanta Braves catcher Drake Baldwin. Had an outstanding spring training. Congratulations to Drake on getting the call up and being your opening day starting catcher. We also had Charlie Culberson on radio. That's right, a rookie there in that department. And how about our bullpen raccoon? That's right, Rocky the Raccoon, again on another ballot here for Rookie Newcomer of the Year. Of course, you have our brand new friend, Palmer. He made quite the splash here at Cool Today Park this year, and we were honored to have all four of those making their comeback player, or I'm sorry, Newcomer of the Year and Rookie of the Year. That's right. And your winner, Harrison, who do you think is going to win this thing?
You know, that's a real tough one. I mean, Charlie Culberson is a Braves fan favorite. Drake Baldwin, we knew he was going to have a good spring. We didn't know he'd be the opening day starter, obviously with Murph with his injury. And I mean, Palmer. I mean, who doesn't love Palmer? 6 feet of fun. So let's go ahead and see our winner
right here. Rookie of the Year, the first ever Palmy, goes to Palmer. How about it? Boom, bang, bada bing. Congratulations, Palmer, a Cool Today Park fixture. All right, that's the comeback player of the year coming up next, Harrison.
Oh, yeah, we got some good ones here. First up, this was kind of unexpected to me. I did not realize we'd be seeing him here at Cool Day Park this spring, and that is Spencer Strider. Talk about that St. Patrick's Day performance with multiple strikeouts. He was looking good, and then also in our final game of the season here at Cool Day Park. Another one. He could have qualified a newcomer of the year, but then he got hurt and was back already, and that was Jurickson Profar. When we saw that injury happen during spring training, it looked a little rough, but thankfully he is back with the team. Next up is Austin Riley. Gray's Beach House podcast guest in the future, by the way, there. He also suffered an injury, but was back real quick. And finally, my good friend Slicer, in for Comeback Player of the Year, had a little bit of an incident as well when he came back with pie going everywhere on the dugout. Patrick, any favorites there?
I love all of that. The Braves, when Strider comes back, are a more competitive team, so we're always pulling for Spence. Jerks and Profar, that was quite the injury, and he was on the ground a while out there in left field. We're so glad to see him return.
Absolutely.
And he came back and hit a double the very next game. Austin Riley is a competitor, true toughness there, physically and mentally. He plays the hot corner better than almost anybody you've ever seen. And Slicer kind of gave him the SeaWorld experience on the front row at Cool Today Park, as that whipped cream was wasted, went everywhere, all over friends on the front row when he got pied by Palmer. Comeback Player of the Year, the winner's going to be.
Let's take a look right here. And the Palmy goes to Spencer Strider with the Comeback Player of the Year Palmy.
It's nice to see him win an award that's not just best mustache. You know, he's certainly
best beard now.
And he's got some full growth, and we're looking forward to his return.
Yes, I cannot wait to see Spencer back in a big league game. But next up is our musical guest category.
Had a lot of great music out this year at Cool Today Park. Braves country, big music fans, of course, too. We do have an immediate disqualification, though. Our first nominee, Cole Swindell, that is on this list, did not actually perform. He did hang out at Cool Today Park. He did win Best Song, Song of the Game. Fans picked the song, thanks to WSRQ on that. But he didn't perform. So I am going to give Cole Swindell a disqualification there immediately. The Tams, they performed twice, that's right, the national anthem, as well as that after series concert. It was awesome. Timothy Miller, always nice to have you. Timothy as well performing two different songs as he sang the national anthem, as well as God Bless America in his unique stylings that Braves country has come to know and love. Champ Jackson, congratulations down there. That's right, he's 14 years old out of Tampa here, regionally. So Champ, congratulations on making the list there. Fans, we're going to have something fun. Just like you picked the songs, we're going to let maybe the fans pick the winner. What do you say, Harrison?
I agree. I mean, there's so many good musical choices there. I mean, I get chills every time Timothy Miller sings. I mean, Cole Swindell, I know he did disqualify him, but his music's amazing. The Tams light up the stadium every time they're here, and Champ Jackson can't get better than the guitar really gets the crowd into it for the national anthem. So let's go ahead and see.
That's right. Musical guest WSRQ is a big question mark, which means you in the comment section get to decide, besides Cole Swindell, out of the three options, who is your favorite musical guest at Cool Today Park this year?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of good ones. So we look forward to seeing your comments down below. Next up is our best promotion of spring training 2025 here at Cool Today Park, and the nominees are St. Patrick's Day. Love when the stadium's all decked out in green. Kids Run the Bases, that's right. Kids got to run from first to third after every Sunday game. The Palmer Party at the spring breakout game. You know, we had the field sweep party. We had every half inning. Mascots were everywhere. And finally, the extra innings concert series. That's right. We had concerts on the plaza and in the Tiki Bar with a bunch of musical guests. Patrick, any standout performances there?
You said it well again. St. Patrick's Day is always a lot of fun. Being the patron saint of Cool Today Park, St. Patrick's Day is always a lot of fun for MC Patrick. Kids running the bases. I would like to see how many kids were out there this year. Every Sunday, they were out there, and they were going great on a dirt-to-dirt promotion. They all stayed off the grass, which we appreciated. The mascot party, a lot of popcorn went down in this participation. Seven different mascots all celebrating Palmer's release. That's certainly, I think, got to be a front runner in the extra innings concert series. They were fantastic, kept people moving.
Oh, yeah. All right, and now the winner of the best promotion Palmy is Palmer's Party.
Love to see that. That was so much fun, and all those mascots representing Braves country in our regional area down here.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Popcorn Angels, popcorn hockey, mascot conga line. I mean, really, I can't even pick a favorite moment from the mascot party.
That's right. A lot of good ones there.
All right, and I believe we have one final category, Patrick.
Oh, what's that?
And that is our best video production. And we have some nominees here. So the first one You are a big star, and it is our fan conduct video.
Love the fan conduct video. 2 minutes of MC Patrick telling you the do's and don'ts of Cool Today Park went over well. It was a little weird watching myself out there before every game, but I think the fans knew where to go and what to do in case of any good times or emergencies.
Absolutely. Next up was our Palmer Party arrival video. I mean, Palmer and I went on a boat.
Yep.
We went on a Surrey bike.
Yep.
We rode a gator. Palmer ran. I mean, we went all over Welland Park to get Palmer here on time. For the Palmer party. That was another great video.
That was. And, it, you know, and including his favorite drink in there and including the fact that, you know, he's just a really big Braves fan that we're so lucky to have.
Oh, yeah. And next up, this is one of my personal favorites. You all may have seen Behind the Braves every Wednesday on the Braves YouTube channel and on Gray TV. Make sure you watch it. But we had a special presentation before select spring training games, and that was behind the Braves.
That was intense, seeing our wonderful producer Andrew trying to keep up with Ronald Acuna Jr. doing sprints. So you'll have to check out behind the Braves to see him in that.
And finally, the final video for our best video production of the year here, Palmy, is the season wrap-up video, Spring Breakdown.
We're going to see that next. We've teased it a little bit, and we're excited to show you what the end of our year looks like and why we love all this so much.
Oh, yeah. So let's go ahead. Let's see the winner for the best video production, Palmy, is the season wrap-up video.
Love to see that. That's going to incorporate all the highlights. It's an amazing video, and it's coming up next. Congratulations to our winners.
Wait. There's one more piece of business we got to handle here, MC Patrick.
Okay.
And this is the MC Patrick Skillet Cookie Award.
Wow. First year Palmies, and there's already a category named after me. I don't hate it.
Yes. I mean, you love the Skillet Cookie. You've eaten so many, or have claimed to eaten so many.
That's right.
Skillet Cookies Awards, or eating so many Skillet Cookies. And you know what? I don't even think we need to go through the nominees. I think there's only one clear winner here.
Well, it really has been an honor here to be at
And the Palmy goes to, with 47 Skillet Cookies, Jeremy J. from Gainesville, Georgia.
That can't be right. I had over 47 Skillet Cookies this year, maybe even 48 if you count some of the extra in and stuff.
I mean, Patrick, I have yet to see any receipts. I don't even know if I've seen you eat a Skillet Cookie on camera yet. This whole thing just seems to be, I mean, Jeremy has eaten 47
he has his
Skillet
receipts.
Cookies. He has his receipts right
I don't
here.
Have any receipts.
47 Skillet Cookies, Jeremy J. from Gainesville, Georgia. We thank you for consuming that many Skillet Cookies and really making a weight gain for sure with those Skillet Cookies as well.
Jeremy from Gainesville, congratulations, bud. Couldn't be more excited for you to be the first winner ever of the MC Patrick Skillet Cookie Palmy Award. That was a shocker there, but congratulations to all of our winners, even Jeremy. And we look forward
Especially
to the
Jeremy.
Spring wrap-up video to show you all the craziness that happened this year at Cool Today Park.
Take a look. What a season, Patrick.
It's nice to show everybody the highlights of a wonderful spring training in 2025.
Well, as one door closes, another door opens. Opening day is just hours away, or depending on when you're watching, it has already happened. So let's go ahead and give everyone some zero credibility predictions for the 2025 Braves season.
No, I think you certainly have a lot of credibility, and I can't wait to hear what your prediction is. You haven't even told your production team yet.
I do. All right, so my prediction, I got two, but we'll start out with this serious one. Matt Olson's going to have a breakout year this year in 2025 for the Braves.
Breakout meaning?
Meaning, we're going to be back to 2023 Matt Olson and even better.
Okay, I like that one a lot. Swinging for the fences.
Oh,
yeah. That's
right,
Matty.
He was mashing in Mesa the other day to wrap up spring training, so that was pretty good as well.
Do you want to say your second prediction as well?
Yeah, we'll do this. 2-Bit the Drill is going to have a breakout performance in the Home Depot Tool Race this year.
2-Bit, you hear that? I like that one a lot.
Yeah, so that is my two predictions for 2025 Braves baseball. Patrick, what do you got?
I'm going to give you two as well, is that back-to-back National League Cy Young winner Chris Sale is going to win a second piece of hardware. It's a hard ball to hit the way he throws it. And I also think that Mr. Acuna will put 40 out of the ballpark this year. If you've ever seen his swing, he was taking some batting practice here this year. Didn't play in any of the spring training games, but he did take BP. And he can put a ball out of a field better than anybody. So Chris Sale, back-to-back Cy Young winners, that's right. And, of course, Ronald Acuna Jr. going to hit 40.
Love it. It's going to be a great season for the Braves, and you can watch them all season long here at the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar and Grill, which is going back to its new hours. It's 12 to 9, Tuesday through Sunday. Make sure you come out, enjoy a nice beer, enjoy the delicious menu, kitchen steak nachos, and Patrick's skillet cookie is even on the menu at the Tiki Bar.
Skillet cookie remains. You love to hear that. True reason just to come out for that, but the Tiki Bar is an incredible hang and a great place to take it all in and drink a cold beer with some of your new friends.
We got live music every weekend, all weekend long on Friday nights from 5:30 to 8:30, as well as Saturdays. And then on Sundays, we got live music from 1 to 4 p.m. Trivia Night with Keith Hayes returns on Wednesdays, starting on April 16th at 6 p.m. And Suncoast DJ Bingo, that's right, Music Bingo at the Tiki Bar, is back starting on Thursdays on April 10th. A lot of fun at the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar and Grill.
Well, there's so many people to thank for an outstanding spring training in 2025, and that is really everybody that worked at Cool Today Park this spring, from the ushers to the security to even our friend Palmer, who did an outstanding job, to Harrison, a great podcast host, and all of our guests that came through. And for you, the fans, for coming to Cool Today Park and even watching our podcast, we couldn't do it without all of you. So thank you for being a part of Braves Country, and we had a great time this year.
We sure did. It was a great time with all of you, and we got a lot more fun along the way here during the off season here at Cool Today Park. Right here, we'll share with you on the Braves Beach House podcast. Next week, we got a huge guest. Alex Anthopoulos will be on the Braves Beach House podcast sharing
That's
baseball
right.
stories. We also will have a very fun video bit where we job hop with Harrison. That's right. I did every job during the last spring training game here, and we're going to showcase some of those ushers, some of those security guards, those warm, smiling faces that greet you here at Cool Today Park every game.
That's right. Always fun to watch you run around the ballpark and be such a great piece to Braves country. We're looking forward to keeping the podcast rolling, so make sure you still tune in, and we're looking forward to 26 for 26 next year.
That's right. All right, well, let's end this thing the only way we know how to, Patrick.
That's right. Give them the roll call. Go,
Braves!